Shoot.
You know, that wasn't as satisfying as I wanted it to be.
Yeah, because it took me a minute. Hi, everyone. WHUS Stores. My name is Hank.
Oh, I'm Ted.
Damn, I don't know you wanted to speak.
Oh, shit. My fault. I'll raise my hand next time.
I'm enjoying
time
my
I
Dr.
Speak,
Pepper.
You know?
Anyways, Paige Becker is being recommended to me on Twitter.
Oh, that's pretty cool, man.
I didn't know she had a Twitter.
Yeah. She, like, never posts, though. There's that one really viral tweet of her, like, there's this guy who's, like, a local, like, Minnesota, like, photographer, and he's, like, remember this name, Paige Becker's 8 years old.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That tweet is probably my favorite tweet. Because, like, she has gone from being, like, literally a middle schooler to being a national champion winner, and now she's a rookie of the year in the
first
WNBA.
Round pick in the WNBA.
Yep. It's pretty impressive. Great trajectory. Whoever took that picture, he's probably very proud of himself.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyways, that was too positive for us. Got to get in the nitty-gritty now.
Yeah, this is a pretty sad. What do you think? Should we start with the UConn stuff?
Yeah, let's start local. Because we were already talking about Paige Becker's, you know. First basketball games are tonight.
Who are we playing?
I believe they're both playing Boston College. Men's and women are on a doubleheader. The women destroyed Boston College.
Yeah.
The men are playing as we record this. They started 4 minutes ago.
So, really? Oh, yeah. Okay. I'll keep monitoring the score.
Yeah.
Also, this is kind of the other local story we have is kind of it's going to be a little strange to hear if you have no idea if, like, you're not a student here.
Right.
But for anyone who isn't a student or who doesn't know the happenings, there is a local music venue just off. It's like where all the frat houses are, like on North Eagleville.
It's in that area. Yeah.
Yeah. And, it's just a local venue that bands play at. And, was it the Dean of Students who was cracking down?
Yep.
The Dean of Students is cracking down on them, which is strange because it's not an affiliate of UConn in any way. It just happens to be close to UConn. And
some UConn students run it.
Some.
But that shouldn't mean anything.
Some UConn students run it. A graduate student owns it, but it's not a UConn thing. They don't get funding from UConn or anything.
Yeah.
It just happens to be in close proximity to UConn. And also, a lot of the people who go there aren't even UConn students.
Yeah, it's more of like a statewide thing. Like,
it's yeah.
If you know about it, you know about it. I guess we don't have to bring
it. It's called
up
the Dog
names.
Pound. If we didn't say that before, it's called the Dog Pound. I went the first week last year.
I still haven't been.
It's all right. But it's crazy that that's getting cracked down on. UConn, I mean, also, I don't know if I told you about this. UConn ranked high F in terms of free speech. That's not really related to this.
Who could have seen that one coming?
Yeah, I think we got like a 58. We're bottom 50 of public universities.
Jeez, bro.
Yep.
I mean, we should have expected that. Like, a lot of schools,
I don't know
back
where that's
when
from
all
me.
Of the, like, protests were happening for Gaza, a lot of the protests, like, at other schools, they went on for, like, months
and
months.
They went for, yeah.
At UConn, like, they shut it down and arrested all the students who were still there within, like, 3 days. Like,
yep.
And I believe those students are still being charged with crimes. I could be wrong, but we had 24 or 26 kids get arrested here for protesting Israel, and they weren't, like, doing anything. They were just sitting in the
middle
of campus.
They were there for probably 5 days before getting removed.
Yeah.
And also, just for that stat I said earlier, that comes from FIRE, the Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression. They ranked a bunch of public universities, and I think also some private ones as well. And UConn, 215 out of 257.
We're locked in like
overall score, 52.6%. That's a high F.
Can we hear about why we ranked that? Can you find that?
They have some other just student perceptions of 257 schools. Openness, 222. Yeah, it's all, like, very low.
Wow.
Deplatforming. Oh, speech controversies. Deplatforming's one. I don't know if that's...
I wonder if that's about...
That must be the encampment.
The encampment?
Because that's a public forum. They weren't breaking any rules. They imposed new rules so that they could break them.
Yeah, no, they literally, like, added rules. Like, the university changed up their rules about protests in order to get rid of the protests.
Which, speaking of us, I don't know if this was this past week or the week before, but there was those PETA. I don't think they were PETA affiliates, but they were, like, radical animal rights
activists. I think they were PETA.
No, the pamphlets they gave out didn't have PETA on them.
Oh, really?
So I think they were just a local group of, like...
One of them was, like, England's Strongest Man or something. Do you remember that?
I have no clue.
If you looked at the pamphlet, like, one of the guys was, like... No, it was Germany's Strongest Man. Because we talked about this in my German class.
Oh, I don't...
He was, like, a vegan or something like that. Look up vegan German Strongest Man.
Patrick...
Yeah, Babomian. He did not look the way he looks in those pictures, though. So, like, a lot of people were questioning if it was even him.
I wonder if I can find...
Yeah, that's him.
He's Iranian.
Pflanzenfresser. basically, like, UConn is, like, weird because, like, when it comes to having, like, alt-right, like, people on campus, we're like, hell yeah, brother. And then as soon as anyone does anything for social change or anything remotely progressive, we're like, what the hell is wrong with you?
And even, like, the animal rights stuff, when I say, like, radical animal rights, I mean they were, first of all, they said some misinformation. They told me and a few other people directly that UConn was slaughtering cows at the dairy farm, which just isn't true.
We don't do that.
No. And also they were playing with projected sound. They had a guy, a masked man, holding a TV, playing just gore, straight, like, animals being killed in graphic detail, with just, like, sad music playing over top of it, like, quite loudly.
Yeah.
Which breaks several different UConn policies. The man actually, the building manager of the union, because they're outside of the student union, they called the police, and they had to demask him and take off, or turn the sound off. But that happened at, like, 9 p.m. after they'd been out there for...
Hours.
Like, upwards of 12 hours.
It's just crazy. Like, I feel like there's such a push to stop, like, anything from happening when it happens to be someone that's, like, alternative or leftist.
Yep.
And then as soon as it's, like, some, like, guy looking like he might be bearing a gun, like, you're like, oh, no, he's okay. He's kind of cool. Like...
Yeah, or, like, incendiary speech, like, coming from... Turning Point, like Alex Stein.
Yeah, that's my boy. That's my mute.
Yeah. For anyone who doesn't know, Alex Stein is, I think he's a comedian by trade, but he has become a spokesperson for Turning Point USA.
Yeah.
I don't know what his position is there, but
I have some pretty great pictures with him. I'm trying to get him on the show, but he won't respond to me. He's such a hater.
Yeah, he came to UConn last year with Turning Point. Quite the event. I didn't go to it.
I actually enjoyed that one because I hate to tell you all this, but it's all a lie. Alex Stein doesn't actually believe anything he's saying. He's just doing it for clout and for money.
For sure.
Because this is actually circling back to Dog Pound. He was talking to the owner of Dog Pound and he walked up and shook hands and took pictures with her.
What?
And, they were having, a very civil conversation after the cameras were off. But they were genuinely just talking to each other.
Do you know about what? Yelling. Were you close enough to hear?
I didn't hear what they were talking about. But, he was like, I'm always happy to have you guys on. You make good content. I genuinely have no problem with the way you're living. This stuff. He does it for the money. And I feel like Charlie Kirk was the same way.
Oh, for sure.
That changed my perspective on, the alt-right, stuff.
A lot of the influencers, yeah.
They do it for money. I think even Nick Fuentes doesn't believe what he's saying.
I think Nick Fuentes is actually insane.
Do you think he's just a Nazi?
Yeah, well, because he's been doing this. He was at the Unite the Right rally. He was at the Charlottesville riots.
Oh, yeah, you're right. He was
there. He was there, and that's kind of what started his career. So I believe that Nick Fuentes is sincere in his bigotry and bullshittery.
Yeah, so...
But the rest of them, Alex Stein's a comedian. He's a comedian. Like
he's not a good one.
He's not like an actor or anything, but like part of being a comedian is like you're putting on an act.
Yeah, like yeah, 100%. That's why a lot of comedians end up being good actors.
Yeah, and that's why a lot of failed actors end up being, right? Like you want to talk about Ben Shapiro? Ben Shapiro failed to be a screenwriter in Hollywood.
Yep.
So he started writing books about how Hollywood hates conservatives. Even though if you've ever read any of, he released a fiction book.
Yeah,
that was just like super pro-military.
It's just slop.
And it was terribly written.
Yeah, well, I don't think, like, not to discredit Ben Shapiro, but I don't think we should be taking example from him. Like, I personally believe that, like, almost everyone who's in the political sphere, they just are doing it for power and money.
Like, oh, yeah, that's the ultimate motivator.
Like, even on the left, too. Like, I would argue that, like, even, like, Hassan, who we're going to talk about later,
yeah,
like, he's doing it for money. And whether he'll say that or not, like
people like David Pakman, who started out as being very progressive, mm-hmm. like a, you know, Sam Cedar kind of figure, Kyle Kulinski
yeah.
kind of figure, and then started taking immense money from the Democratic Party.
Hey, bro, anything to catch that bag.
Yeah, to just not talk about Israel or speak light of them.
Oh, man.
And look where he's at now. He's kind of disgraced in the progressive community.
Yeah, but, like, you know, y'all are all welcome to come to UConn, obviously, unless you're anti-Israel. Obviously, we're going to get you arrested then.
Yep.
But real quick, I just want to circle back to Dog Pound. Like, it is important to recognize that Dog Pound is, like, an LGBTQIA, like, plus, like, center.
Yeah, it is a hub for all of that. And just alternative culture in general, which happens, yeah. which is intrinsically progressive.
Yeah.
And, like, radically left.
Yeah.
But not in, like, a dirty way.
No, there's nothing, like, they're not, like, causing, like, anything bad
they're
to
not
happen.
Burning American flags or anything. They're getting there. They're, you know, smoking weed. They have, like, a Palestinian flag up.
Yeah.
It's just college kids partying. It's not. Yeah. And granted, I'm sure there are minors there who are being given alcohol, being given drugs.
Yeah.
But that.
That's
you can,
a college thing.
That's
though.
A college. Like, you can be a minor. Anyone who goes to U.S. Smith, which is the high school that's
next to UConn,
essentially on UConn's campus, any high schooler from there can wander into a UConn party and be given drugs and alcohol. So I don't. There's definitely some ulterior motive to taking down this one specific venue.
Well, right. And, like, this is the only house venue that, like, anywhere near UConn has at this point. Like, that's it. And, like, it's just crazy to me that we have all the frats who just, like, consistently have problems with the police. Like,
consistently have problems with members raping women.
Yeah.
Drugging women.
Yeah.
Doing horrible things.
Yeah. But, like, they're all, like, fine to run, but because, like, I just don't see, like, what Dog Pound is doing wrong that the frats don't do wrong. Like, if we're going to take down Dog Pound, we got to take down the frats and the sororities, too. Like, I don't get that.
Oh, yeah.
That motion makes no sense to me.
Especially considering, like, Dog Pound isn't a UConn affiliate and the frats and sororities are.
Yeah. Like, what are we doing?
The double standard is really kind of infuriating. Even if, like, I'm not an active participant in Dog Pound activities. I don't go there all that often. But, like, these people need an outlet, especially considering that it's a very heavily pro minority, like, LGBTQ place. A lot of these people don't feel comfortable in a lot of places on campus, rightfully
yep.
so. They have this space where they can be themselves and they don't have to worry about ridicule or any kind of threats or harassment.
Yep.
And suddenly that's not okay. So UConn, step it up.
Yeah, UConn, like, you can't just be like, okay, sexual assault is okay if you're in a frat.
Yeah.
And then be like, oh, Dog Pound is too loud. We need to shut them down. Like, come on.
They're giving alcohol to minors.
They're giving All alcohol right. to minors. As if alcohol is hard to come by on UConn's campus in the first
yeah.
place. Like, what are we doing?
Go raid a package store.
Yeah. Like,
what?
What are we doing?
Station police officers outside of package stores and see how many people there are minors. You'd be shocked.
Yeah. So, I feel like that sums up that.
Yeah. Maybe we should get into more country, I don't know what
to countrywide call it, federal news. Federal news, yeah.
Yeah. I guess the big story is the ceasefire, which is the big ongoing one that we've talked about for the past like 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's in effect as of now, I believe.
It's in effect. This morning I got the news notification that the hostages have been released.
Yep. I believe they were released around 5 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, which is like 2 p.m. out there.
Yep.
I think there were only 20 remaining alive.
Out of how many originally?
I honestly don't know. It's 200-something.
Yeah.
But a lot of them have already been released. That's important to recognize in the previous ceasefire agreements. And, like, I saw someone on Twitter today saying, like, I can't believe Hamas killed all of the women that were left. And it's like, no, they didn't. They released the women and children at the end of Biden's term. That was part of Biden's ceasefire agreement that Israel then broke and continued to raid and kill people in Gaza with.
And through all of this, inadvertently killing a lot of the hostages.
Yeah, no, I believe, like, I don't remember what time last year it was, but, like, one of the hostages was shot by an Israeli soldier.
Yeah, I remember that.
That was crazy.
Like, year and a half ago now?
Yeah. Next level incompetence.
It's been, like, people have been saying this for over a year now. If you want the hostages to come home, if you want to bring them back, why are you flattening Gaza?
Yeah, make a ceasefire agreement. Like, Hamas doesn't actually, like, I don't support Hamas. They are a terrorist organization. I have to put that out there first. Yeah,
you have to condemn.
I have to put that out there first. But I don't think Hamas wants power the way Israel thinks they do. Like, Hamas is willing to let go, as we have seen in this ceasefire agreement, to let go of their power if it means that the Palestinian people are safe.
And haven't they had a deal since October, would you say October 9th?
Yes, okay. Hamas on October 9th,
2023,
two days after October 7th, they gave Israel the opportunity to stop attacking Gaza and stop invading Gaza and stop bombing Gaza in return for all of the hostages. And you want to know what Israel did? They said no. They kept bombing. They probably inadvertently killed half of the hostages, for all we know. We have no way of knowing. No way. The only thing we do know is that Israel has killed over 70,000 Palestinians in the last 2 years, and it's finally over. Or at least we think it's over as of now.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, I guess this deal, the hostages have been released.
Yeah.
Which is good. My worry now, besides the ceasefire falling through, which is still a very real possibility, my worry now is going to be the technocrats taking over Gaza and whatever's going to happen with it. Because I know that part of Hamas's agreement was to talk more about that and come up with a better solution for that instead of having Trump basically lead Gaza, because he would be the chair on the committee.
Yeah, and, like, Trump Jr. would be in charge of the committee or something.
Trump Jr., Tony Blair, like, random
people that shouldn't have anything to do with politics.
People that, and not even that, people who have no idea anything about the region, anything about its history, like...
Well, you see, it's the greatest piece of real estate that we've ever seen. Israel should not have let it go.
Trump Gaza, number one.
I cannot believe that... When was that? That was, like, this year, too. Trump Gaza?
That was very early this year.
Wow.
I think that was after he got elected, before he got inaugurated.
It's such a wild time we live in. Yep. So, I don't know. My thoughts on this are very convoluted. Like, I don't know how I feel. I'm happy that the war is over. I don't think that there's any, like, happiness in this, though.
Yeah, two things can be true at once. It can, like, it's good that the war's over, but it's also worrying what's going to happen to the future of the Palestinian people.
100%. I don't think I could have summed that up better. I'm actually weirdly hopeful right now. I'm also still scared for them, though. Like, I keep seeing people post, like, oh, the hostages are finally home. And, like, I feel like a large majority of people still, like, around the world are like, oh, yay, the hostages are home. And they're not even thinking about all the destruction that we've gone through to get, like, 200 people back.
Yeah.
Like, how can you justify this? And I don't think Netanyahu's going to go to jail, which he needs to.
Yeah, even though there's an arrest warrant, an active arrest warrant out for him, and Yoav Gallant. Which...
And what's his name? What's...
I thought it was just the two of them.
No, there's one other guy. The guy who's, like, his war chief is, like, evil, too. I can't remember his name. There's, like, this one guy who's, like, on Netanyahu's shoulder and just, like, will do anything.
Eyal Zamir?
Yeah. Like, I honestly think, like, anyone who's in Netanyahu's cabinet, I'm not sure how the Israeli, like, government works.
Like, they have, like, the Knesset, which is kind of, it's similar to a parliamentary system.
Okay.
I don't know the most about it, but I know that they, like, a very common, like, Zionist talking point is that, like, well, there's Arabs in the Knesset, but it's...
Is there, like, one Arab?
Yeah. It's still not, like, an active representation.
Of the people.
Yeah.
Or what they want.
But I'm not too sure on, like, the active functioning of the Knesset.
Yeah, so I personally, like, I'm happy it's over. Yeah, I don't have anything else to say about that. I pray that nothing else happens and that the Palestinian people can rebuild from what they have left.
Yeah. I mean, on a lighter note, there was a pretty funny Trump quote the other day.
Oh, yeah.
Let me pull this up.
You can play it, right? You gotta play it.
I mean, I'd have to pull it up on the computer. Hold up.
Hold up, y'all.
You're gonna have to
deal with the keyboard clacking real quick.
You can fill the air for a second.
Yeah. So, like, there's this one clip of Trump from, I think it was yesterday. He was on his way to Israel, I believe. And this reporter asks him, do you believe you're going to heaven? And Trump's response is so telling on so many levels.
Okay, I found it.
We got it pulled up.
A couple weeks ago, you were doing an interview and you talked about how you hope to end the war in Ukraine because it might help you get into heaven. How does this help? Does this help?
You know, I'm being a little cute. I don't think there's anything going to get me in heaven, okay? I really don't. I think I'm not maybe heaven bound. I may be in heaven right now as we fly an Air Force One. I'm not sure I'm going to be able to make heaven. But I've made life a lot better for a lot of people.
Yeah, that was...
You know, I'm not sure I'm going to make it to heaven.
Yeah. That's pretty funny.
Yeah, I don't have much to say about that. It says a lot.
Like, it's a joke, but also, like, pretty telling.
Yeah, like, you can tell he's, like, messing around. Like, he has a little smile on his face. But, like, at the same time, he's like, holy shit, I'm a pedophile. I'm not going to heaven. Holy shit, I am making every American suffer. I'm not going to heaven.
Yep.
Like... He knows who he is. It's very telling.
Enigmas never age inside the body of what looks to be an underage woman.
Well, in Trump's new Time cover, he looks pretty goddamn old, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah. Well, the White House posted this new Time issue with Trump on the front, and he looks, I get just the light 90. Going through his... Yeah, the light going through his hair makes him look very bald. I also like how... Any tweet you go on related to Trump, the first reply is always something about Epstein.
Yeah, that, everyone knows.
It's always that one meme that's like, all right, I'm still going to need those Epstein files.
Hey, listen, he did one good thing. He's the greatest president ever now.
Yep. Did you see the clip of him and Kai Trump where she's like, what's your dream now? And he's like, you dream to become president, and now you dream to be the greatest president.
No, I did not see that.
It's so funny.
If he wants to be the greatest president, he just needs to become, like, communist, like, right now. Not communist.
Oh. He needs to become Mao.
He needs to become, like...
We're going to declare war on birds.
Socialist, though. That'd be pretty based.
He needs to...
He just, like, accidentally becomes, like, a good president.
Like...
Because of his ego.
Sack his cabinet. Get Zoran in there. You can be a cabinet member if you're not a... a natural-born citizen, I think.
I believe.
Get Zoran in there. I think he can do anything but be vice president.
Yeah. I'm not sure if he can be Speaker of the House.
Yeah, Speaker of the House is third.
That's third, so... I feel like at a certain point, it's gotta...
Yeah.
I don't know the fundamentals of that, though.
I don't... Yeah.
I'm very interested in our, like, our law system, because, like, where do you draw the line?
Because, like, yeah,
like, there's an endless, like...
There's always, like, if this person can't fulfill the duties of the president, who will the next person be? And it goes, Vice President, Speaker of the House...
Chief of Staff. No.
I'm looking.
Pull it up. Yeah. Pull it up.
Presidential succession.
Order. Obviously, it's never going to get past, like, the third.
So the
Secretary of State is fourth, I think.
US.gov site list 18.
Yeah, it is Secretary of State.
Secretary of State, Secretary of Treasury, Sec Defense, Attorney General, and then just all the other secretaries.
Yeah. Can you see what's after that, or is it just down
it
there?
It just lists that. I'm sure after that is, like, designated survivor or whatever. It gets to, like, some weird stuff.
Yeah.
Probably
goes by, like, most populated, like, House member or Senate member or something.
Yeah.
Like, Senator of, like, this state. Probably, like, California. You know what I mean?
It's Newsom.
Governor of California.
Yeah, it's going to be Newsom.
He's going to be president in, like, 3 years, so.
Yeah. It would be really crazy if he suddenly did, like, a 180 and became progressive again. Because he used to be crazy progressive.
Well, like, he, like, low-key, like...
He is in some ways.
He's weird.
But I think he's been corrupted by the Democratic,
like,
Party.
He's like Steph Curry. You know Steph Curry? Obviously, I know Steph Curry. Do you know about his politics, though?
No, I don't.
All right, so Steph Curry is, like, the most liberal man on the planet. He donates to the Democrats. He does all this stuff.
Really?
But as soon as they want to build affordable housing in his neighborhood, he actively funds the opposition to it.
There you go.
So
classic liberals.
That reminds me of Gavin Newsom, actually, because Gavin Newsom does the same shit. He would not sign a housing bill, and he should have. Like, Californians need more housing because BlackRock owns everything, and BlackRock can't own everything.
But he is very pro-LGBT.
Yep.
He was, like, marrying gay people under the table in the early 2000s.
Yeah.
Which I didn't know that until a few days ago.
No, like, he like, knows what he's doing. He's just, like, he's too slimy. That's his issue.
Yeah.
And, like, this is, like, a, like, I want power issue, as we were talking about before. Like, whenever someone gets into politics and, like, reaches a certain point, they just want the power. They do not care about the people, and they draw the line somewhere. And I feel like he's victim of that, same way Trump is. There's some argument to be made that Trump may have actually meant some of the stuff he said on his campaign trail in 2016. He does not mean any of that now.
I mean, as soon as he found out that, like, I can just say, like, crazy inflammatory stuff and people will be like, yeah, like, it was just over.
Yeah. No, like, I think as soon as, like, the RNC happened in 2016, it was over. But until then, I think he might have meant some of it.
Yeah, even, like, the wall stuff.
Oh, he meant that.
That was day one.
Yeah, he meant that. He 100% meant that. Now, that's not the solution to everything, but that's not what my point is. The point is that even, like, one of the worst presidents in modern times, like, he meant the stuff he was running on. And you cannot say the same for, like, Biden, for example. Like, Biden was definitely a better president than Trump has been. But at the same time, like, he was just doing it because he wanted to be president so bad.
Yeah.
Like,
And how was I going to say? Oh, Kamala even admitted to it after she lost that, like, yeah, I was the one who was telling Biden to be tougher on Israel, to, like, at least mention the suffering of Palestinians. And then she didn't run on that. She kind of ran on the same thing, but then later backtracked. So, like, yeah, everyone, every major political candidate
will do what they can for the power.
Yep.
Yeah. And, like, I'm kind of worried, like, with Zoran doing so well in New York, that there is going to be, like, shadow Zorans that come out after him who don't mean anything that they're saying.
Yeah.
And, like, they're just doing it because they know it works to get elected. And then they'll pull, like, I don't know, they'll be, like, terrible.
Kind of like Obama.
Obama didn't run that progressive.
He ran more progressive than he was a president.
He didn't run pro-gay marriage, though. And he still got that done.
That's
and
true.
He celebrated it when it happened. Like, Obama ran more progressive than he was as a president. But I think he meant some of it.
Yeah.
I don't think Bush means anything he says.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think Clinton means anything he says. Actually, no. The budget he meant. He wanted to get the budget fixed. And he did get it
fixed.
Yeah,
and he did that. He got us to a surplus for the first time in, like, a billion since the inception of the United States.
Yeah, like we sold that low-key. Like, that was his greatest act as president. And then we're just like, you know what? Let's make our deficit $8 trillion.
Let's make it what? Let me go on the, what is it now, $17 trillion? No more.
Deficit. we're not all there right now, y'all.
Debt clock, real time. $37 trillion. And it's going up. It's gone up probably about 100K since I've opened up this website.
That's beautiful.
Yep. This is really a beautiful website.
That website is so, it's so overstimulating, but you're like, damn.
It really puts into perspective, like, wow, we are cooked.
We are dumb.
And the one big beautiful bill
added what? Like another $8 trillion or something?
Yeah, I think that is supposed to cause, I think it's like over $10 trillion.
Oh my God, bro. Like, what are we doing, America? Like, this is the same president that we voted in 2016 because he thought that Obama's economy was so bad and that the Mexicans were making it bad. And now, like, where are we? Like, our stocks are going up, but what else is going up? Prices are going up faster than the stock market's going up. You can't buy a house. You can't afford rent. You can't buy food. Like, come on, y'all.
So this is a Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget. The One Big Beautiful Bill Act is supposed to, in over 30 years, estimates say $19 trillion added to the debt.
Jesus fuck.
As written. And then $32 trillion if made permanent before any further discussions.
What are we doing?
Double the debt in 30 years, potentially. If made permanent, which likelihood of that happening?
Way too high.
I mean, I don't know if the chance of that happening probably low, but it's a real chance.
That it's made permanent? I give it a 30% chance, though.
Yeah, like something pretty low, but also alarmingly high.
If Vance becomes president.
Which that's a...
That's another a thing real that's like possibility.
Alarmingly high chance of that happening.
I don't think it's the most likely thing, but I also think we're cooked. So, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, moving on from our general Donald Trump conversation, I want to talk about one more Trump thing. He didn't win the Nobel Prize.
Oh, wait, who? It was... I forget who won. Oh, my God.
It was
God,
a French
blanking.
Person, I thought. I could be wrong. I'll look it up.
There was...
I got you.
Yeah, so Trump did not win the Nobel Prize, which caused some uproar. And then everyone remembered that Obama won the Nobel Prize in 2009, which first black president, and I tried looking this up. I didn't have enough time to really research this. But
Maria
like,
Corina Machado.
Yeah.
Venezuelan.
Oh,
Democratic
yeah.
rights. That's valid.
It was.
Venezuela is cooked. If you're doing anything for democracy in Venezuela, you're doing a good job. Like, That's valid. We were going to give it to Trump for fixing wars that didn't exist between Albania and Armenia. So I feel like it might have possibly been the right decision to not give it to our president, even though he was campaigning for it, which you're not supposed to do.
Yeah.
Dude.
And Netanyahu was the one who was going to nominate him.
Oh, Bibi. Bibi does not get to say any of these things, bro.
Anyone who has been convicted as a war criminal and has an active arrest warrant out for war crimes probably shouldn't be nominating people for a Nobel Prize.
Like, realistically, Netanyahu could be in jail for, like, 2,000 years. Like, maybe more.
If you count all the corruption
he's probably he got
removed from office for.
Yeah, I don't get me.
Which is a whole other thing.
Don't get me started with Israeli politics. I do not understand their democracy at all. It doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, the fact that Benjamin Netanyahu can get all this corruption and these horrible things, and still they're like, yeah, let's have him again for the third time.
I will say, if you think America is propagandized, like, you got to look at Israel. Like,
oh yeah.
Israel's propaganda is next level. Like, many of the people there, like, didn't realize. Well, yeah. But many of them, are, like, just don't know that, like, the people of Palestine are people. Like, they're just taught that they're evil from, like, childbirth.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, that's just crazy to me. Like, they have been brainwashed in the same way that Nazi Germany tried to brainwash their children.
Yeah, there's that, have you seen that quiz that's like, who said it, and it's Nazi quotes versus members of
Netanyahu's the Israeli cabinet. Government? Yeah. I have seen that.
There's a website that's a quiz, and it gives you a quote, and you have to say whether or not it was an Israeli official or a Nazi. And it is shockingly hard. Like, really, it's really hard.
Yeah. I mean, I can't say I'm surprised, but yeah. Anyways, Trump didn't win the Nobel Peace Prize, and then immediately everyone on his staff was like, no one cares about the Nobel Peace Prize anyways.
It was a sham from the start.
And it's like, bro, like, how are you campaigning for it? And then when you don't win it, you're like, oh, it's a sham. Like, this is the 2020 election again. Like, what are we doing? All right. What else we got?
I think another kind of funny one is the Hassan drama.
I could talk about this for way too long because I already have with people.
Hassan Piker, who is at this point probably the leading voice for the progressive left in this country, was in some hot water recently for a video allegedly showing him using a shock collar on his dog.
Yeah, allegedly. Like,
I the first time I watched it, I will admit, I was like, that's not a good look. But
right.
He showed the collar on stream, and it was a vibration collar.
Yeah.
And I just don't really buy it.
Well, like, okay, this is the thing. Like, this is a controversy out of nothing, essentially. Like, the clip is bad, right?
Yeah, don't get me wrong. It looks bad.
It looks pretty bad because Hassan is angry. And, like, I get that. Anyone can look up this clip very easily. It's all over the internet right now for some reason. But, like, what frustrates me is that, like, as soon as he tried to make an explanation, everyone's like, oh, you're lying. It's like, how can you say you're, like, he's lying when, like, he is the one with all the information? Like, you can't, like, just be like, oh, yeah, he did this when you don't have proof. Like,
yeah, and
it frustrates me so much. Like, why? Okay, first thing off, why would he shock his dog? Like, live on stream. He knows that's bad for him.
He is the most demonized person on the left right now. He knows what to do and what not to do on stream. Like,
this is assuming that he does, like, shock his dog, which I don't think he does. But, like, he still wouldn't do that on stream is my point.
He's incredibly hyper aware of his actions and everything that he does because he knows that any day now he can say something that... Like, the thing about, was it, you would kill Mike Johnson?
Was it Mike Johnson? Yeah.
Like, he said, if you don't support this thing, you would, what was it about? I don't remember.
You would be killing Mike Johnson. It was healthcare. Like Medicare.
Yeah. If
Medicaid.
If you really cared about Medicare, like, you would kill Mike Johnson, as in, like, you would hate Mike Johnson. But then people misconstrued that as, look at this prominent left-leaning content creator calling for the assassination of a sitting U.S. House member.
Yeah.
For the Speaker of the House. And it's just, anything that he does, even if he means it or not, if it looks bad, it will get taken, first of all, out of context, which there's no context to the clip of him allegedly shocking his dog, but whatever. It'll get taken and then just construed in every possible way to make him look bad. So he has to be hyper-vigilant, because at any point, someone could post this online, it goes viral, and then he would get banned.
Right. Like, that's what I don't understand. Like, he's on Twitch. Twitch bans people for, like, nothing. If he was a kick streamer.
He got banned for saying cracker.
Dude, don't you say that on my podcast, okay? Cracker, I take offense to that.
Cracker's not a real slur. It has never been, and it never will be. Just have to throw that out there.
Shut up, bro. I can't even say it, guys. It scares
the
me.
The C word.
The C word. Don't say the C word while Hamas is slurring my people.
Got banned for using the C word, the cracker word. He got banned for a week for doing that.
Yeah.
He got banned for, I think it was the Mike Johnson thing.
Yeah. And this is also the same guy that, like, was interrogated by immigration for, like, 6 hours.
Oh, yeah, for getting on a plane.
Yeah, for getting out of a plane from another country. Like, ICE wants him gone, like, basically.
Yeah, and there's tons of prominent people on the right calling for his deportation. A lot of them calling for his, like, death actively.
Yeah.
And even more calling for his deplatforming.
So, like, to say that, like, he would do this, like, you're not thinking about the big picture. Like, I can understand from the clip. But if you actually know Hassan and, like, know, like, obviously you don't know who he is as a person, but you know his brand and his platform, why would he make that mistake? Like, that's something that's, like, so dumb. And, like, now people are, like, saying, like, oh, he forces his dog to lay there all day. And he doesn't.
Yeah, and it's going right to the thing that, like, a lot of people use on both sides to demonize their opponents. Like, is he so stupid that he, like, shocked his dog on stream? Or is he, like, this evil mastermind that's going to, like, cause political uproar and violence within America? Like, you just can't have it both ways. Is he dumb, yeah, or is he a smart, villainous man?
Yeah. Or is he just a smart man that didn't do it?
Or a smart man that just says dumb stuff sometimes.
Yeah.
Which, like, is the correct thing.
Bro, like, and this has been, like, the number one discourse on my Twitter feed for, like, 2 days. Like, there are less people talking about how, like, the war is over in Gaza than there are people talking about, oh my god, leftist streamer Hassan, he killed his dog. And now I'm getting meme images of, like, his dog, like, as a skeleton because she's been shocked so much. And it's like, bro, there's...
Those are kind of funny, though.
No, they are pretty funny. Bro, there's one clip of Hassan turning to his dog and being like, you're a big baby, when she yelps. And that's it.
And there's, like, there's another clip that people are also posting of him, like, his dog was just, like, lounging. And then he, like, reaches off camera to, like, I don't know, do something.
Probably grab a Zin, bro.
Yeah, probably to pack an upper decky. And then his dog just, like, moves.
Stands up. Yeah. No, I saw that one today. I was like, dude, what does this show? The dog doesn't yelp like she does in the other one, too.
She doesn't even, like, jolt or anything, really.
No, she just stands, like, up and turns around.
She turns around and she lays back down.
Dude, why did you shock your dog, bro?
And
what
also,
are you doing?
Ethan Klein also bought the collar that Hassan showed on stream, and then he put it on his neck and tested it out, and he was like, this actually doesn't hurt.
Really?
Which I think is so funny.
That's kind of funny, bro. D1 Hassan hater, bro.
D1 Hassan hater even got proved wrong live.
Wait, you think now that the genocide is over, Hassan and Ethan can be friends again?
That whole thing was crazy. I don't want to think about that anymore, bro. Like, that was such an...
That's
a
crazy
wild,
to think about.
It was the dumbest drama. Basically, for anyone who doesn't know, Ethan Klein, also prominent content creator, him and Hassan used to they were friends for a while. They had a podcast together, and then after October 7th, they kind of became mortal enemies because Ethan, though he claims he's not a Zionist, he is. He's a Zionist.
His wife served in the IDF.
His wife served in the IDF. He is a Zionist who also donates to Palestinian charities.
Yeah.
And that was a whole
saga. That low-key pissed me off. Like, bro, like, he's a Zionist, but, like, our issues are not Ethan Klein in this, bro. Like, they were both just doing it for clout, low-key.
Yeah, I mean, at least his son, like, pretended to be, like, oh, I just want to talk about the news. Like, he was in it for clout, too.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I was, like, hung up on this, too. But, like, looking back on it, it was, like, that drama was nothing, bro.
Although I do respect Hassan for putting the amount of time that he has done into covering what's happening in Gaza.
Yes,
100%. Considering his massive platform, he's one of the biggest streamers right now, one of the biggest just political, probably the biggest political content creator right now, who is not, like, an established
Charlie Kirk-esque figure. At least on Twitch, he's the biggest. He's the biggest political streamer on Twitch, 100%. He's, like, the fourth or fifth highest subscribed to channel on Twitch, which is, like, crazy.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, he's spent, like, countless hours covering Israel-Palestine, and I have heard about things that, like, I would not have heard about otherwise because of his stream. I don't even really like the guy anymore. There was a point where I was like, yeah, I like Hassan, but, like, I agree with his perspective on a lot of things. I think he's a little harsh with his wording in a lot of cases.
Yeah, that's
fair. He's a bit of a goofball.
He is. He's funny.
Yeah, no, you can't take him too seriously, in my opinion. But, yeah, no. I just, like, I don't know. I get pissed off when, like, people spend, like, months beefing, and it's very clear that this is just going in circles, and they just keep beefing anyways.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, all right, bro. Like, we get it.
Move on. Go outside, touch some grass, and maybe this new Hassan drama will be the same thing. People hold this over his head, like the America Deserved 9/11 thing, even though it's not even close to the same level.
Yeah. So, anyways, moving on to probably one of our final topics of the day, maybe our final. Our government is still shut down, guys.
Third week. This is day 13, I want to say. Day 13, maybe day... Yes, no, it is...
Yeah, it started at the beginning of October.
It started on midnight on a Tuesday. So, midnight on Wednesday. So, yeah, it's day 13, essentially.
Yeah.
Poised to be one of, if not the longest shutdowns in government history. There has been pretty much nothing gotten done except for more pointing fingers. Although I will say, Republicans do really like to blame Democrats for this. Who has the majority in Congress right now?
Bro, like, that's what I don't understand. They have total control over all three possible elected positions. And technically the Supreme Court, too.
Yep.
They have the House, the Senate, the presidency, and the Supreme Court.
They have all three branches.
They have all three branches of government. And we are actively seeing our country slip into fascism. And we are blaming the Democratic Party for what little power they have for the shutdown. Like,
lock in.
Lock in, guys. Like, you are actively, like, becoming a Nazi nation. And we're like, huh, the Democrats? What if they're scary.
They're so mean. They're so mean. They shut us down. Even though we have complete and total power, they shut us down. And I guess all these hundreds of thousands of federal workers are going to have to go without pay for the next month.
So we can send more money to Israel. I'm not going to be able to say that anymore. That's sad. No,
we'll never stop giving them money.
We'll be giving them money for, like, tuna fish.
Maybe, like, you know, this new technocratic society they're building in Gaza, maybe they'll rise up too. You always got to keep arming them because you don't know who's going to come out of the woodwork next. Maybe it'll be Egypt. Hamas will take over Egypt.
Oh, the one good thing, like that, like the genuinely good thing that I've seen about this deal is that they're going to have an open border between Gaza and Egypt. So the Palestinian people will be able to leave.
Yeah.
Like they will be able to go to other countries and maybe they'll be able to get passports with that too.
Maybe no longer that door is open for them.
Yeah, guys, maybe no longer the world's largest concentration camp. I don't think people are ready for that fucking conversation, but it, like, bro, like the very same people who constantly like put down your throat, never again, never again, never again, never again. Like they ran the Israeli government and then were like, oh my God, guys, guess what? This is not the same thing. This concentration camp, it's bigger, so
our
it's not the same
genocide is different
thing.
From... Stop comparing us to other genocides.
Oh.
You remember that clip?
I love that clip. That little girl, she's like, stop comparing this genocide to other genocides. And then, like, everyone starts laughing at her because it's, like, at a public forum. And...
She gets so...
She gets so embarrassed. And it's like, oh, oopsie. Like, maybe killing people isn't good, period. That's my hot take in all this.
Taking a hard stance on the Hank and Ted podcast. Killing? Not good. Except for that new Geese album, Getting Killed. That album was fire.
On God.
What else? Oh, we're talking about the government shutdown. Yep. So, I know that, like, 15,000 NASA employees have been furloughed already. So, that's great. That's, like... I think like 80% of the Space Force has been something to that effect. I don't remember the exact.
What even is the Space Force, bro? Like,
what? Like the part of NASA that everyone thinks NASA is.
Yeah,
like,
but
the space
like,
exploration part.
I thought the Space Force was like our militarized like version of NASA, and like I'm not sure that makes sense to me. Like,
maybe
why do we need
not,
military
maybe
in
I'm
space?
I'm not thinking of the Space Force. I thought. Is the Space Force the military part?
I thought so.
It might be. I might have mixed up my words, but
yeah. I know what you're talking about though.
Hundreds of thousands of government employees.
Dude, it's the Democrats' fault. Did you know that? This is actually Zoran Mamdani's America. Did you know that? He's about to run a city that has like 15 million people in the metro area. Like that's basically all of America.
Yeah, that's first it's Zoran, and next we're gonna have Stalin. In charge.
Shit.
And then look at that. 20 billion people dead.
2.5 times the world's population dead.
They're gonna kill all the babies. They're gonna mandatory abortions.
We're gonna break the babies, guys.
Did you see there was some post on Twitter that was like Japanese birth rates over time.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was like there was like a sharp drop off towards the end of the 40s. And it was like some like point about like, this is why right wing isolationism is a good thing. And someone like quote retweeted it and it was like, what else happened in the 40s in Japan that might have contributed to a declining birth rate?
That's a really good question. I don't think anything did happen. Like, honestly, like, TS is fine.
Man, I think Republicans were right this whole time. And Trump actually is the greatest president in American history.
Dude, I knew it.
As it's always been.
I freaking knew it, bro. Bro. TS is so fire.
What else? We got a few more minutes here to meander. Check what's trending on Twitter.
This
is
really
where all
important.
The news comes from.
The UConn men are playing. I'll try to find the score.
Oh, yeah. Dan and Phil came out as being together. This is not news. I don't know why it's trending right now. That's been, like, everyone's been knowing for a couple years now. But I guess it's, like, official or whatever.
I can't find it for some reason.
The UConn score?
Yeah, because, like, officially it's not a real game.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm.
It's an exhibition. UConn exhibition game score. Yeah, this is not working.
Well, roll skis. We know they're winning.
Yeah, they're going to win. Like, I have no question about that. The women's already won. It's BC, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe you could find it. Oh, I could probably find it on Twitter. We are coming up to the end of the show, though. So do you have anything, like, fun going on? Like, you see any movies? Like, what's going on with your life, Hank?
I'm going to D.C. tomorrow. So let's see if the National Guard will strike me down for being too progressive, for being too woke. The woke mind virus has killed me.
Oh, and man.
Hopefully the National Guard doesn't sense that.
The score is currently 35-25. I think.
Really?
Yeah, it's very low scoring, it looks like. Not as good as the women's game went. The women won by 17, I believe, today. So, yeah, I'm happy for you. You're going to D.C. Just be careful. Like, don't get deported.
Yeah, I'm going to get deported back here to Connecticut.
Hey, bro. There are plenty of American citizens being, like, just abducted and then lost for, like, days.
Yeah, now the videos are getting DMCA'd, which I didn't know.
Yeah, it's wild, bro.
That's, yeah, they'll do anything to cover up. And also, they're getting more violent.
Oh, ICE is way more violent. It's because they're hiring anyone. Like,
yeah.
ICE at one point was a legitimate organization. You can be like, oh, their methods have been horrible. And they always have been. That's 100% true. But ICE is now just, like, Gestapo police. Like,
yeah, it has graduated to the ranks of a secret police that is used to make people disappear.
Like, it is beyond the point of being like, oh yeah, they're deporting people. It's like, oh yeah, they're deporting people and arresting anyone that opposes them.
It'll be remembered in the history books on the same page as the Gestapo as a...
Yeah, no, it's absolutely crazy. We've obviously talked about ICE a lot. Christy Noem, eat a bag of bricks, like, low-key.
She's recorded a video to be played at all airports about TSA where she's just like...
The Democrats have shut down our government.
I'm sorry we can't be as effective as we normally would, but the Democrats have shut down the government. The government that we control.
It's so corny, bro. And J.D. Vance was, like, on, like, this week with George Stephanopoulos yesterday.
Oh, my God. J.D. Oh,
and he was, like, just lying straight to George's face, and George kept, like, being like, you're dumb. And he's like... How could you say that to me? Oh, that I sounded like Satan from South Park. I got to be more like,
hey, Buff, there's a new episode this week.
How could you say that to me, Buff?
There's a new episode this week?
Yeah, on Wednesday.
Ooh, I'm excited.
Yeah, that'll be good. I saw One Battle After Another a few days ago.
Really?
Very good. It was my first Paul Thomas Anderson movie. I'd probably give it an 8.5 out of 10, maybe a 9 out of 10.
Was it very anti-Trump?
Oh, yeah.
I saw.
Oh, yeah.
The second it got released, he was like, 100% tariff.
Yeah, no, we talked about that. Like, yeah, no, he probably would hate that movie. Like, the opening is, like, them breaking a bunch of illegal immigrants out of an ICE detention center. Like, that's the opening of the film.
I need to see it. That's really
funny. The timing has just been immaculate. And, like, the entire, like, the main villain is trying to join the KKK the entire movie, basically. Jeez. It's called, like, the Christmas Explorers Club, but it's the KKK.
All right, well, we got about a minute left. So any words of wisdom?
Words of wisdom. Let it be.
All right.
If you would like, you can follow us at Hank and Ted Pod on Instagram, or leave us an email at hankandtedpodcast@gmail.com. Or is it just pod?
Hank and Ted Pod, yeah.
hankandtedpod@gmail.com.
This has been Hank and Ted. My name is Hank.
I'm Ted.
You're listening to WHUS Stores. And, you know, keep your head up. Use your voice. You have more power than you realize with your vote and your voice.
So absolutely.
If you want to, get out there and vote. But also, if you want to, get out there and keep listening to Hank and Ted next week on Monday.
11 p.m. Have a good night.